You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Mr. Noel Carroll, Chief Executive Officer of BioFriendly Corporation. Passionate about the environment, Carroll is widening the focus of the company from its flagship product, Green Plus Fuel Enhancer, to a broader organization that educates, invests in, and promotes a greener planet. And Noel, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, what is BioFriendly?
So BioFriendly, I mean, we're exactly as it sounds. The point of the company is to help the environment. When the company was founded back in the early 2000s, it was really more of a focus on air quality and how can we help to improve the air. And so the company's first action in that area was to develop a fuel additive that's now used in about 60% of what they call a Texas low-emission diesel market in Texas to reduce their smog emissions, their NOx emissions, which help to produce smog. And so the point of the company was to basically go in and see if we could find a way to make the fuel cleaner and to burn a little better. Since then, since I've come aboard with some of the new team, we've expanded that a bit more, and now we're starting to go into green education and green entertainment and trying to inform the public a bit more about what it is to be green.
And thanks for that lead off. And I think it's a fantastic approach as well. Now, as a CEO of a green fuel company, what are some of the biggest road bumps that you've encountered that you weren't expecting?
You know, what's been interesting since I've jumped in, I took over in 2018, the chasm between people who feel that we're going green too fast and people who feel that we are not going green fast enough was so much wider than I think I realized before I got kind of into this. And seeing that chasm sort of inspired kind of where we've taken the company since I jumped in. What we want to do now, what we're kind of looking at and focusing on, is how can we help to kind of bridge that divide and get it so that, you know, that people sort of agree on the path and are more interested in going together. Because what we found is pretty much everybody wants to live in a good environment. I mean, it's an overwhelming majority that want to have a good environment. The question isn't whether or not we should be greener or be better. The question has been more, how do we do it? And so that, I think, has been an interesting challenge and an interesting thing to confront in terms of what this business is doing and how we can help. And that's definitely kind of informed what we've started to do going forward.
Definitely appreciate your sharing some of the road bumps that you've encountered. That is helpful and appreciated. Now, what would you say makes BioFriendly stand out within the green community or in the market?
Sure. Well, in terms of the additive, what makes the product stand out is that it's far less expensive than anything else on the market, and it's a lot easier to use. One gallon of Green Plus will treat 20,000 gallons of fuel or thereabouts. So it's very easy for oil companies to use, and that's why it's getting such great adoption. And that's been kind of what makes us stand out, and that's where we've expanded that business, particularly in areas like we're targeting now developing countries, as well as fuels that are going to take a little longer to go towards the electric direction. So diesel and marine fuels, and we're now doing some testing with aviation. Because that's kind of the direction that's going. In terms of the education, I think our biggest difference from what's already out there in the green sort of education entertainment world is that we actually target people who have given up on the environment, people who don't maybe even haven't looked at the environment, people who are kind of saying, well, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want anything to do with environmentalism. I don't say shunned, but who feel like they've been browbeaten by an environmental community that's ready to move. We target those people and we give them an easier pathway into going green. We find simpler solutions, simpler ideas. We don't present concepts that are too heavy or too big yet. We try to keep it so that it's easy to sort of embrace it and try things out. And then as they try things out, they get more into the environment, more into environmentalism. And then you can start to present, you know, bigger concepts and things that are a bit heavier. And we find that they accept those. So that's probably where we're a little different from other environmental education and entertainment sites and groups.
Fantastic. For sure. Today, we're speaking with Noel Carroll. He is the Chief Executive Officer of BioFriendly Corporation here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Carroll, where do you see the fuel industry going, say, 5 to 10 years from now? What's your thought on that?
Sure. Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on there now. I mean, in terms of, well, look, there's been an ultimate disruption in what happened with Tesla and Elon Musk. I think the electric car, when it wasn't cool, and when it was not, when it couldn't go as fast or look as nice or be as great as the other cars, it didn't really have a chance. But coming in and developing a vehicle that is fun and that's cool and that's fast and that does the job has really changed things a lot. Now suddenly you're seeing that's pretty much everybody in the automotive game has got to start working on getting something electric that's out there, and many already have, and cool versions. I mean, there's an electric Mustang coming out, which I'm really excited about. But there's this kind of disruption has sort of made the possibility of getting away from at least gasoline pretty realistic. I think it might not happen quite as quickly as a lot of people are hoping, but it's happening, and it's definitely on the way. And I think that has a big effect on at least a portion of the fuel industry, and that's also changed a little bit what we have to do with our business, because at some point, you know, if things continue this way and we get more renewable energy and more electric options, you won't need to have an additive that cleans fuel, because people won't be burning that type of fuel anymore. And that's another reason why we've switched a bit more into education and entertainment, is to sort of evolve and adapt from that. Because I do think that over time, we are going to kind of edge to a greener option and try to find more renewable ways to produce energy. And we'll probably be using less fuel for that and more oil for, you know, plastics and products and things like that.
Certainly a lot to look forward to, especially when this coronavirus gets out of the way as well. Looking ahead, what's next for BioFriendly?
Sure. We just in the middle of last year received a United Nations Eco Label for our product. It was basically a validation of a 7% reduction in greenhouse gases and a 7% improvement in fuel economy, as well as a 30% reduction in particulate matter, which is quickly becoming a buzzword in kind of the pollution fields. What do we do about particulate matter? And so with that, we're approaching, again, I talked a little earlier about developing countries, but we're working more in places where the pathway to going sustainable and going electric is a little bit longer, and it's a little more difficult for them to do, because there's no reason to wait to remove some emissions from the air, right? So that's where we're focusing in that area, and kind of pushing in that direction with the product, is to work with the United Nations and their sustainable development goals to help reduce emissions for those areas and those people who can't do it the way we're doing it out up here in the U.S. and Europe and other places that are a little more developed. In terms of the green entertainment, I mean, we'll continue to grow the BioFriendly Network. We also have a podcast. It's called the BioFriendly Podcast. It's available on any podcast service. That's growing quickly, mostly because, as I mentioned before, its focus is on making it an easier pathway. No browbeating. making people feel bad about not being green. Just finding ways that they can approach it and get into being green. So that's growing, and we're increasing the types of entertainment. We're going to start going to some video and having some shows on biofriendlyplanet.com, which is our entertainment network. And you know, we'll continue to grow that way and do what we can to reduce as much air pollution as we can until we're not needed anymore. And then we'll kind of focus more on the education and the entertainment.
A lot of exciting things going on behalf of BioFriendly Corporation. and really appreciate the impact you're having within the green community as well. And thanks for joining us here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I think that the really interesting and fun part of being, I mean, running the company in general and working with the fuel additive, which is obviously our flagship product and a major part of it, is, I mean, it's been a lot of fun and very interesting and new for me because I came from entertainment. So the other side of it, the entertainment side, is the one that I know more about and have had to learn a lot when it comes to, you know, fuel additives in the fuel industry. But the thing that I found in getting that perspective from more of the oil industry and then also the perspective of people in the green industry is that we're closer than we think we are in terms of agreement on things. Like there really is a desire from most people to be clean and be good and be green and help the environment. And I think that we don't always realize that when we're on sort of different sides of the island, if you will. And I think that if we listen to each other more, we work more together, we can find a way to move forward in a way that makes sense for everyone and that helps us all to get a greener planet. And that's what we're working to do. And that's what I'm hoping works out for our planet.
Noel, great to have you with us. And again, thanks for all the information shared here today. Where can listeners connect with you and get further information per our conversation here today?
Sure. Well, you can find out more about Green Plus if you go to biofriendly.com. And if you want to check out the Green Entertainment Network, then go to biofriendlyplanet.com. And I encourage you to check out the podcast. We keep it light, we keep it fun and funny. And to find that, you just have to search for the BioFriendly Podcast on any of your favorite platforms. We're on all of them.
And that certainly sounds like an exciting podcast to tune in to for sure. And thanks for making us aware of that as well. Again, Mr. Carroll, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a great time.
And you're certainly welcome back anytime. We've been speaking with Noel Carroll, the Chief Executive Officer of BioFriendly Corporation. He is passionate about the environment and widening the focus of the company from its flagship product, Green Plus, a fuel enhancer, to a broader organization that educates, invests in, and promotes a greener planet. And for further details, visit either biofriendly.com or biofriendlyplanet.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.